This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A decade-long study finds that half the carbon dioxide produced since the Industrial Revolution has ended up in the world's oceans. Scientists say the continuing trend could be bad news for marine life. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Industrial society produces carbon dioxide at a prodigious rate, and once that gas gets into the air, it can either stay there, it can get consumed by plant life on the ground, or it can dissolve into the oceans. This major new study shows definitively that the oceans have absorbed the lion's share of this gas over the past two centuries. Christopher Sabine from the Federal Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory co-authored two reports about this in Science magazine. He says most of the carbon that ended up in the ocean is still quite close to the surface.
The oceans are slowly moving this CO2 into the deep ocean. That essentially makes room for more CO2 to be taken up at the surface. So therefore, the oceans have a capacity to continue to take up CO2 for thousands of years.
So the good news is the oceans will continue to slow the buildup of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. That means global climate change won't be quite as abrupt as it could be. The bad news is that all this carbon dioxide is changing the chemistry of the oceans on a global scale. For one thing, it's creating more natural acids, and more acid means lower pH. Joni Kleypas says over the next century, the pH of the world's oceans will drop appreciably.
This kind of pH in the oceans that we're approaching is something that the oceans probably haven't seen for 20 million years. So that's a frightening concept.
Kleypas at the National Center for Atmospheric Research is a co-author on one of the new reports. She's been trying to figure out what the drop in pH will do to ocean animals like corals.
These are organisms which secrete calcium carbonate skeletons. And there's been quite a bit of experimental evidence now which shows that as you decrease the pH in the ocean, that the rate at which they build those skeletons declines. A good analogy for this would be osteoporosis in humans. So if you grow a skeleton that's more fragile, then you will be more susceptible to breakage or to erosion.
In lab experiments, some of these creatures become fragile. In extreme cases, some shells even start to dissolve around the creatures inside them. By the end of this century, the pH of the oceans is likely to drop by about 0.4 of a point. That may not sound like a lot, but Kleypas says the laboratory studies show that change can stunt the growth of corals by 10 to 40%.
There's a lot of natural variation in the oceans in growth rates, but when you're talking about a 10 to 40% decrease everywhere, well, it's pretty dramatic.
The water chemistry is just one problem for corals. Already, sea surface temperatures have increased enough to cause coral die-offs, called coral bleachings. That's also much more noticeable.
You don't scuba dive on a reef and see that it's actively dissolving, so you don't feel alarmed. Whereas when you go out and see a beautiful coral that has been bleached white, you are alarmed. So there's this lack of visual effect associated with the chemistry, but it is there, and it is predictable. And I think it's something we should be concerned about.
And it's not just corals. Tiny marine shelled creatures called coccolithophorids and pteropods are also very sensitive to ocean pH. They are at the base of the marine food web. They're eaten by creatures that are eaten by fish that are eaten by the fish that we eat from the seas. Vicky Fabry from Cal State University in San Marcos has been trying to understand the implications of a human-induced change in this ecology.
We might see the structure of the food web would change, but what the ultimate outcome would be, we just don't have enough information to predict at this time. Food webs are very complex, so it's very difficult to say what will happen definitively.
As the authors noted, the results are really just a starting point for understanding a vital but complicated system. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.